Boys and girls, thanks for joining us. If y'all want to follow your teachers to your classrooms. And good morning. Didn't the children do a wonderful job? Let's give them another hand. I'm Pastor Matt. This is Fujun.
我是马太牧师, 我是福珍, 双重人的今天。
Our beloved Minister Naaman is in Taiwan caring for his mother.
我们喜爱的魏传道, 他现在在台湾照顾他的母亲。
It's good to be together celebrating Christmas.
很高兴能够我们大家在一起来庆祝圣诞节。
It's good to sing together.
也很好，我们可以一起来欢唱。
As we continue in worship, let's stand and read a verse from the Gospel of John.
那我们一起站起来，一起来念这个这段经文。
We'll read it first in English, John 1:14.
我们先用英文来念。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们接着念一下中文。肉身居住在我们中间，我们看到的他的荣耀，正是从父来的独生子的荣耀，充满了恩典和真理。
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we love to come together and sing praises.
亲爱的天父，我们真的很高兴能够站在这里，一起来称赞你的，一起同欢唱，一起来称赞你的信息。
Thank you for planting this church here. Thank you for the fellowship we have together.
谢谢你帮我们建立我们这个教会，也谢谢你让我们能够在一起来崇拜。
Thank you for the testimonies we have of your grace in our lives.
也谢谢你让我们在你的生命，在我们的生命中能够为你做见证，也在我们的生活中。We
want to continue, Lord, to testify your goodness, your kindness, and your strength.
我们要继续的在我们生活中见证你的善良，你的kindness and strength. 你的给我们的力量。And
Lord, this morning, pray your word would go deep in our hearts.
今天主啊，我们要祷告，我们要祈求你的话语在我们的心中更加的建造。We
continue to proclaim that you are our King.
我们很大声的宣告，你就是我们的王。Ask
it in Jesus' name and for His glory.
我们用主耶稣基督的荣耀。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
好，请坐。You
and I, we love to mend and restore things.
我想我们大家都很喜欢修补跟恢复一些事情跟事物。Doctors
love to bring healing.
医生很喜欢带来医治。Mechanics
love to repair, restore cars.
那个修车的工人很喜欢来修复车子。Teachers
love to give new understanding, new perspective to students.
老师们很喜欢教育学生，给学生一个新的了解跟新的观念。
Leaders love to restore peace, prosperity.
领袖们很喜欢带来和平跟繁荣复兴。
I've got a friend who's a policeman up in Washington, D.C. He loves to restore stability and peace in the streets.
我有一个朋友在华盛顿 D.C. 做警察，他很喜欢在街道上维持秩序，还有安全。
In fact, he's the guy who gave me this Christmas tie. My friend, the policeman. We would rather renew something than to destroy it.
We would rather renew something than to destroy it.
We We toss out leftover food?
我们把吃完剩下的东西我们会丢掉吗？
No. We make fried rice and shepherd's pie and Korean army stew.
不会的, 我们会做一些蛋炒饭, 炒饭, 还有就是牧羊人的派, 还有就像韩国军队里的大锅菜。
We love the old if we can just make it new and strong.
我们喜欢一些旧有的东西, 啊, 然后我们想把它改造成更好的一个东西。
Melissa and I watched this TV show called Love It or List It.
师母 Melissa 跟我看一个电视的那个节目叫喜爱它或者是把它上市。
People are given the choice either to restore their old home or to get a new one.
他说那个在节目里头的人，参加的人可以给他一个选择，他要重新改造他的旧房子呢，还是要把这个房子上市去卖。
And they usually choose to restore the old.
大部分人的最后的选择是重新改造他旧的房子。
Perhaps we love to renew and to heal because we're created in the image of God.
他说，事实上我们大部分人都喜欢什么？我们喜欢治愈，因为呢，我们都是神创造，我们按照神的神像所创造的。
God loves to make all things new.
神喜欢更新所有的事物。
He brings healing to the sick and sight to the blind. The Bible says in heaven, we will have new glorified bodies.
神喜欢让医治病人，他也让瞎眼人得看见。在圣经上说，那个在我们在天上的时候，我们会有一个新的身体，一个荣耀的身体。
First, he will give us new hearts.
但现在呢，神要先给我们的是一个新的心。
By becoming flesh, by being born as Emmanuel, which means God with us, by dwelling among us, Jesus made it possible for you and I to be recreated, to be born again.
借着主耶稣道成肉身，让我们能够神与我们同在，然后居住在我们的中间。这个耶稣主耶稣基督让这些重新的创造变得可能。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is past, the new has come.
如果有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人，旧的事已经过去，看那新的已经来临了。
We want to tell you two things this morning, two ways that he will renew you if you let him.
如果你今天想要的话，我今天早上要告诉你两件事情，神可以复兴你。
Renew our hearts so that we can have healthy relationships.
神可以复兴你的内心，让你重新建立一个比较健康的关系。
He'll give us new vision that our lives can have a new purpose.
他可以给你一个新的视野，让你的生活生命变得比较有意义，有目标。
So first he came to restore our hearts so we could have peace with God and peace with one another.
他第一个想要做的就是复兴我们的心，重新改造我们的心，让我们能够跟别人、跟神有一个和解，有一个平安。
He doesn't want to cast anyone out for every single person that's been created in the image of God.
神不想要遗漏任何一个人，因为我们每一个人都是神所创造，依照他的形象所被造的。
So he wants reconciliation.
所以他需要的是，神要我们的是一个和解。
Now, a lot of times we don't really like reconciliation.
在很多的时候呢，我们可能不太喜欢要和解，与人和解。
I don't know about you, but sometimes I really love to bring judgment.
我不知道各位哈，有时候我觉得我很喜欢判断人，论断人。
I love to watch movies where the bad guy gets what's coming to him.
我很喜欢看一些电影啊，那恶人遭到报应。
I don't want to see peace. I want to see him destroyed.
我不喜欢看到和平，我喜欢看到被破坏。
I don't think we can get enough TV shows about law and order.
我想我们看到再多的电视的节目跟法律还秩序有关都不繁衍。
We can't get enough movies about Iron Man and the Avengers.
你们都知道那个电影啊。 但是再多的电影，像那个铁人，还有复仇者，我都不厌其烦。
In fact, me and my boys are going to go watch Spider-Man this afternoon.
事实上，我的儿子们今天下午要去看那个 Spider-Man， 蜘蛛人是吧？
We also can't get enough news shows talking about how corrupt our leaders are.
我们可能也是 不厌其烦地看到很多新的节目、新闻里头报告这个领袖们，多么的腐败。
We love to see corrupt politicians get humiliated.
我们很喜欢看见那个腐败的政客们遭到羞辱。
We can get great satisfaction not just in having the knowledge of good and evil.
我们心中得到很大的满足，不光是我们知道说什么是坏的，什么是好的，善跟恶。
But also in being the judge of good and evil.
我们也得到很大的满足，能够去论断、去判断什么是好的跟坏的。
We can take great pleasure in seeing the wicked humiliated.
我们可以感到更大的满足，就是看到那个作恶的人被羞辱。
The Bible says that God takes no pleasure in such things.
但圣经上说，神对这些事情不喜爱这些事情。
Jesus has no desire to bring condemnation.
主耶稣也没有兴趣要给世人定罪。
Even when we deserve condemnation, when we have rebelled, he would rather see us repentant and restored.
即使在我们中间，因为我们经常的叛逆，我们值得这个定罪，但是他还是不喜欢跟我们定罪。
Jesus said, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
主耶稣说，因为神差他的儿子到世上来，不是要定世人的罪，而是要使人借着他得救。
He takes no pleasure in condemnation. He doesn't want to bring condemnation. He wants to make all things new. He wants reconciliation and friendship.
主耶稣他对定罪还有审判，论断。 他没有兴趣，他要的是要带来和解、和平，还有友谊。
He said, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance.
主耶稣说，我告诉你，同样的一个罪人的悔改，比99个不需要悔改的义人，在天上会有更大的喜乐。
One time, Jesus met a tax collector named Zacchaeus.
之前有一天，主耶稣跟那个一个税吏长撒该。
Everybody despised tax collectors. They were traitors, getting money for Rome.
在那个时候，大家都不喜欢那个税吏，因为呢，他们被看作是一个背叛者，因为他替罗马政府收钱。
They could also make themselves wealthy by collecting extra taxes.
他也是让他们自己变得更加的富有，再收更多的税。
But Jesus met this man Zacchaeus, and he invited himself over for dinner.
但是主耶稣呢，看见这个税吏撒该的时候呢，主耶稣亲自跟他讲，我要到你家里去。他亲自邀请他自己到他家吃饭。
He said, "Zacchaeus, I'm staying at your house today."
他说了，我今天要到你家去。Zacchaeus
was so moved by Jesus' act of friendship that he said he was going to give half of his wealth to the poor. And restore fourfold anyone he had defrauded.
这个税吏撒该很感动，主耶稣亲自要到他家去跟他吃饭，所以呢，他就说了，我现在要把我家里的财产一半捐给穷人。那过去我曾经欺诈过的人，我会四倍的偿还他。
And Jesus said of Zacchaeus, "So today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
主耶稣对撒该说：“今天救恩临到你这一家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。要知道，人子来是为了寻找拯救迷失的人。”He
loves to bring reconciliation. He loves to make all things new.
主耶稣喜爱和解和平，更喜爱更新万事万物。This
is a piece of graffiti from the Palatine in the Palatine Museum in Rome.
他说这是一个画作，可能壁上的壁画，在那个罗马的那个 Palatine 那个博物馆上的一个壁画。Heard
about it on a news show this week from a woman named Janie B. Cheney.
我知道这个壁画是从一个新的一个电视节目，这个主持人是 Janie and Cheney.
It dates from about 200 A.D. and it's I know it's hard to see, but it shows a man standing with his arm raised.
这个画作大概创作于大概主后200年，我想大家不太容易看得见，但是你可以看见有一个人的手是举起来，指着一些方向。
And he's looking up at a figure on a cross, and everyone in Rome knew what crucifixion was.
他在指着一个东西，看的一个东西是一个十字架。啊，在罗马当时的话，大家对指十字架这个意义都很清楚。
And everybody would have recognized what this caricature represented.
大家在当时大家都很清楚，说这个它上面的那个人物像画的那个物件物体代表了什么？
Represented the most shameful form of execution anybody could face.
在当时，这个十字架是代表一个最羞辱的一个执行的审判的一个方式。
And to add to the ridicule, the figure on the cross has a donkey's head.
再增加这个更不可思议的是，你看他那个头，那个图像的头上头是一个驴的头。
And then written there it says, Alexamenos, it's a guy named Alex. Alexamenos worships his god.
他下面那个副题、副标题上面写的就是这个人的名字就是Alex，他说Alex正在崇拜他的上帝。
And I show this, this is the earliest depiction we have of Jesus on the cross.
这个可能是最早我们知道在描述耶稣在十字架上受难的状况。
It reveals the common view of Christianity at the time.
这可以代表就是说当时一般人对基督教的一个信仰的一个看法。
And it was scandalous.
觉得他们是一个很可耻的。
A crucified God was bad enough.
把神钉在十字架上已经是很糟糕了。
But what was even more outrageous was what it meant. It meant unearned forgiveness.
他说更糟糕的是说它的意义代表什么？它代表一个就是说不需付代价的饶恕。
And the Christians called it grace.
对基督徒来讲说这是一个恩典。
Wisdom of the world says that you have to earn forgiveness. You have to pay for it.
在我们人间的一个智慧是觉得说，当你要人家饶恕你的时候，你一定要付上代价。The
wisdom of God says that He must pay for it.
但是神的智慧是说，他来承担你的罪，你的代价。The
Bible says God looks at the world and it makes Him very angry. All the corruption and pollution and oppression and evil.
圣经上说，神看见我们的世界是不是很喜悦的，很愤怒的。 因为他看见的所有的败坏、压抑，还有腐败，还有一些污染。Somebody
has to pay the price.
他说有人一定要付这个代价。God
also looks at the world and He feels great love. He says, "I will pay the price."
但是呢，神说呢，他看我们这个世界是用更大的爱去看这个世界。他说我来付这个代价。That's
why Jesus became flesh and why He laid down His life.
这就是为什么。 主耶稣来到人间，最后在十字架上受难而死。He
loves to make all things new.
他喜欢让所有的世界更新，重新再造。The
most of us like to think that we're pretty good people, that it shouldn't be too hard to forgive us.
我想大部分人都觉得说我们还没有坏到那个程度，所以呢，应该很容易就被原谅。
We're not nearly as bad as a lot of the corrupt people out there, a lot of the criminals.
跟外面的腐败的一些人，还有一些犯罪的人，我觉得我们没有太坏。
Jesus says that in our hearts there's all kinds of corruption, jealousies and selfish ambition and greed and lust.
但是呢，耶稣说，在我们的内心里，我们有很多的腐败，包括妒忌，包括贪婪，还有。 色情、淫欲，还有自我的野心。
I know in my heart there are struggles. I don't want anyone else to know about. I'm ashamed of them.
我知道，在我的内心里，我也在挣扎一些事情，我不想让任何人知道。God
says that He sees us. He sees our hearts, and He doesn't want to bring condemnation. He wants to bring reconciliation and peace.
圣经上说，神知道我们，神知道我们的内心。 但是呢，他还是不要来审，他不要来论断我们，不要来定我们的罪。
And when Jesus says there will be more joy in heaven over one who repents than over 99 who need no repentance, he did not mean that 99% of us don't need to repent.
主耶稣之前说过嘛，哈，他说在天堂里一个罪人的悔改比99个不需要悔改的义人，哈，在天堂上有更多的喜乐。他说这句话的意思不是说我们大部分的人都不需要悔改。
He just meant that a lot of people don't want to admit it and would rather hide.
他说这他这个句话的意思只是说大部分的人我们都是什么把它躲把它藏起来，而不想让人知道。
You haven't trusted Jesus, we urge you to turn to him today. Turn to the light of life.
如果说你有对我们的主耶稣有信心，今天把我们的信心转向神，转向主耶稣。
If you're a Christian, let's make every effort to live in reconciliation with one another.
如果说你是个基督徒，我们要竭尽心力的与我们周围的人得到和解和平。
Make every effort to desire blessing and maturity and fruitfulness and growth in one another.
在我们的中间，我们要努力的去带来祝福，带来智慧，带来成熟，带来心灵的满足。
We are His workmanship.
因为我们是神的创造的杰作。
He'll give us a new heart. He also wants to give our lives a new purpose.
他要更新我们的心意，他同时要我们的生命有个新的目标和新的意义。
You ever feel like your life is lacking in real purpose, real meaning?
你有没有感觉到说你的生命中现在没有任何的目标，也没有任何的意义？
We work day after day and build up our comfort and security day after day, and then we're going to retire.
我们每一天每一日都努力在建造我们的舒适的环境，所以我们可以在退休的时候可以变得很安心舒适。
The Bible says we were created for so much more than what this world has to offer.
但是圣经上说，神要给我们的，我们被造，就神被我们被神所创造，神要给我们的远超过这个世界上要给我们的。
We were created to live forever.
我们被造是要永远的活着。
We get caught up in the rat race. We get entirely focused on competing with others and trying to get ahead.
我们好像我们的生活好像就像一个老鼠在一个笼子里一样，一直在赛跑，啊，然后我们把所有的精力都是在放在这跟人家竞赛，总是想要超人的前面。
And I mean, this world can be a very dangerous place.
他说这个世界可能是一个很危险的一个地方。
With all the wars going on and all the inequality and all the oppression, get the idea our planet is like one giant squid game.
他说我们这个世界现在就充满了战争，充满了不平等，充满了压榨，就好像在一个节目，电视节目叫 Squid Game， 就是我不知道，应该大家都知道 Squid Game 呗 ，OK？
因为有看， right.
他说他很喜欢看那个电视节目。
Oh, you something or another, right?
鱿鱼的游戏是我没看过电视看太多了
our tendency in the midst of all of this is to just pull in and I'm going to take care of me and my family and provide security and stability for us
但是我们一般喜欢做的事情就是比较注重现在然后同时我们要把自己还有我们的家人就是努力要让我们的家人得到保护跟安全
You know, on the one hand, a lot of us haven't suffered very much. We're very comfortable here in the woodlands, relatively safe, sheltered.
在某一个方面，我觉得我们尤其我们现在住在这个乌冷这个地方哈，我们大概没有经历过太大的苦难哈，因为大概都是非常的安全。
On the other hand, depression is up, suicide rates are up, abuse of drugs is up. People are suffering.
在另外一个方面，我们也看见就是说忧郁症。自杀率往上提升，还有药物的滥用也提高了。然后一般有些人也开始在苦难挣扎中。
So I get focused on the here and now. I'm going to have stability and safety for my family here.
所以呢，因为这样子呢，我就现在的目标就是要为我的家人，为我自己跟我的家人提供的安全，提供他的保障。
I want my kids sheltered from evil.
我要我的保护我的小孩不会被恶势力所影响。
And I'm going to think about having security and a good retirement.
我也希望我的退休的时候的方案是一个很健康、很健全的。
Young people are focused. I'm going to graduate well. I'm going to get a good job. I'm going to work hard and get secure.
年轻人的话，你们就强调的就是说，我要顺利的毕业，找一个好工作，有一个好的事业。
It's very easy for our worlds to basically revolve around us.
所以很容易在我们的生活中就变成我们大家为我们自己的生活自己在打转。
Jesus wants to expand our horizon, so we set our hearts.On heaven, on when He will make all things new.
这就是为什么主耶稣要我们把我们的视野，他要扩展我们的视野，让我们的视野定睛不要在现在，而是定睛在这一天，他要让从在地上更新所有的一切。
I want that vision. I have to wake up every single day and remind myself of God's promises.
我想要那种视野，所以我每一天我都希望神要来提醒我这个视野，扩展我的视野。
If you don't know Him, we urge you to ask Him to open your eyes.
如果你不认识他，我在这边鼓励你打开你的眼界来认识耶稣。
Next week, NASA is going to launch its largest and most powerful space telescope ever.
他说下周。美国太空总署要发射一个卫星望远镜哈，他说这个是一个最大有史以来最大最功能最强的一个望远镜。
And the purpose of this telescope is to look back to the beginning of the universe when the very first stars were born.
他说这个望远镜的目标就是想要看一下这个宇宙是怎么开始的。
You know, it was a shock to scientists when they learned that the universe had a beginning.
你要知道，在最以前的话，当那个科学家知道说哇，宇宙有一个开始的时候，他们很震惊的。
Even Einstein just assumed it was eternal. They could not imagine how the universe could have ever not existed.
就连那个爱因斯坦，他也很难相信说这个宇宙是有一个开始，在之前是没有的。
Then our eyes were opened, and now we accept the Big Bang as a fact.
然后呢？后来我们的眼睛的话被打开了，现在可以接受宇宙那个大爆炸论的那个论点，当作一个科学的事实。
And the universe turns out to be so, so, so much bigger and more complex than anything we ever imagined in our wildest dreams.
然后我们看见这个宇宙比我们自己所能想象的更加的大，更加的复杂。
In similar fashion, God will open our eyes to a much, much bigger, more glorious meaning in life than anything we can imagine.
同样的，神也要打开我们的视野，让看见我们自己所看不见的。他要让我们看见真理，看见更荣耀的一个事情，世界。
You know, Genesis 1 tells how God created the universe and then He rested.
在创世纪第一章的时候，那个神告诉我们他怎么样创造这个世界，然后在第七天他安息。
Didn't say that he finished. It simply said that after 6 days of work he rested.
神在那个时候没有说他完成了，他只是说在第七天他要那个安息。
In fact, Jesus said, "My Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working."
事实上，耶稣在约翰福音上面，在约翰福音上有讲，耶稣有说：“我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。”
When did it say that he finished?
什么时候他说他完成了？
He was hanging on the cross just before he died. Jesus said, "It is finished."
耶稣什么时候说他完成了？就是他在十字架上受难而死，当他在断气的之前，他说完成了，成了。
You see, when he died and then rose again, he made it possible for you and I to die and then rise again to new life, to be recreated, to be born again.
因为耶稣在十字架上受难而死，然后又复活了，所以让我们可以跟着耶稣一起死，一起复活，让我们的生命重新的复兴。
fact, the last book of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, is a picture of birth, of the new creation.
他说，事实上，在圣经的最后一卷书，就是启示录上有一些重生的一些景象。
All these violent judgments come down on the earth, like contractions of a woman in labor, and then we see the birth of the new heavens and the new earth.
他说，在那个时候，神有激烈的一些审判，然后就像一些那个产妇要生产前的一个阵痛，然后阵痛之后呢，一个新天新地，就是新的创造就出来了。Jesus
made that possible by becoming Emmanuel, God with us.
借着主耶稣，他让我们能够亲身的经历，就是说他在我们的中间。It
says here, when it says he became flesh and dwelt among us, the word dwelt there is literally tabernacled. He tabernacled among us.
他说在那个圣经上说的，他道成肉身住在我们中间。那个 dwell 的就是居住在我们中间，就像一个居所一样。
He made his dwelling place, his home, his tabernacle, his temple. He made that among us.
他说，耶稣在我们的中间，在我们的中间，创造了一个居所，就像一个家，也就像一个住房，还有事实上他的圣殿在我们中间。
And after the temple of his body, the tabernacle, was killed, he rose again as the first fruits of a new creation.
所以当他在十字架上受难而死的时候，就像他的身体的殿，他被身体的殿死了，然后呢又被埋葬，然后他又复活了，他给我们一个新的一个生命，就像一个出熟的果子，新的创造。At
one point, his disciples were pointing to the temple in Jerusalem, saying, "Look how beautiful these stones are. Look how beautiful this temple is."
曾经有时候有一次，他的门徒看见在耶路撒冷的一个圣殿，他告诉跟耶稣说：“你看这个圣殿的那个石头是多么的宏伟，这个圣殿是多么的美丽、华丽。”And
Jesus said, "It's all going to be destroyed."
但是耶稣回答说：“这个圣殿会被摧毁的。”And
he said, "There'll be wars and famines and rumors of wars."
他说那时候会有很多的战争，还有饥饿，还有一些灾难。
He said, "These are but the beginning of the birth pains."
他说这些现象都是像产妇临产前的阵痛的开始。
And then again in Revelation, it talks about all these wars and famines and disasters, and they reach their climax at the birth of the new heavens and the new earth.
他说在那个圣经上那个最后一卷书启示录上在讲这些灾难、这些饥饿的时候，当他达到最高峰的时候，那个。
Then he says, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man."
他说：“看哪，神的居所在人间。”It
says, "He will wipe every tear dry, and there will be no more death, no more pain, no more suffering, no more Squid Game."
他说：“在那里的时候呢，就没有眼泪，也没有死亡，也没有任何的邪恶，也没有腐败，也没有刚刚讲的 Squid Game。”
That's a complex interpretation of the Greek there.
他说那是一个相当复杂的一个解释。
And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new."
他会坐在宝座上的那一位说，看哪，我正在更新一切。
Friend, it makes no difference how far you might have fallen, how much you might have wandered.
他说，朋友们，不管你现在在人生的哪一个阶段。
There is no pit so deep that God's grace is not deeper still.
他说，没有，不管你犯的罪多深，他说没有一个的，任何的一个都没有神的容纳包容那么深。There
was a Babylonian king named Nebuchadnezzar who came at one time and destroyed the Temple of Solomon.
他说在旧约的时候有一个王叫尼布加尼撒王，他当时是在征服了耶路撒冷，把那个圣殿摧毁。
And he took the king of Jerusalem, took him out, and made him watch while he killed all his sons.
他当时把那个当时的王，这个犹大王，让他亲眼看见他把他的所有的儿子杀死，然后把他的眼睛挖出来。And
then, after he watched his sons die, the king, he gouged out the guy's eyes.
所以他就说他把看见他当他看了他儿子都被杀死以后，他把他的眼球给挖出来。
And he went back to Babylon and built up his palace, very, very beautiful.
然后他回巴比伦，在那边建立一个更大的皇宫宫殿。
Made all these great gardens. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon are one of the seven great wonders of the ancient world.
他建造一个非常美丽的一个花园。这个花园事实上在古迹就是七个古时代最七个最伟大的世界最伟大的建筑物之一。
He was still focused on the here and the now.
他那个时候都是在注重他当时发生现在的一些事情。
So God opened his eyes.
但是呢，神
He made Nebuchadnezzar sick, and he became mentally ill and very confused for a while.
他神让神使这个尼布甲尼撒亚王的生病，然后精神有点精神错乱，好一阵子。And
that led him to cry out to God.
最后他没办法，只好向神呼求。He
realized that even though he had so much power and so much wealth, it wasn't enough.
他终于了解了，他在当时是这么有权力的一个人，拥有这么多的东西，但是都不够。He
realized he wanted heaven, and God gave him a heart of repentance.
他了解的，他要的是一个天堂，结果神让他有一个悔改的心。Have
you realized that this world is not enough?
你有没有认识到说这个世界总是不够？
If I can just get through this week, if I can just get through this year, then I can rest.
好像我们常讲说，我只要这个礼拜过完，我这一年过完，我就可以休息了。
I just need to get into that school. I need to get that job. I need to get that promotion. I need to get married. Then I'll be able to rest. I'll be satisfied.
他说有没有想到说，我们常在想说，哎，我只要拿到那个工作，或者说我只要毕业了，或者说我只要结婚，这样我的人生就满足了。
Friend, it will go on and on and on. You will never get enough.
他说，朋友啊，我们会一直在追求，一直在找，永远都没得到，无法得到满足。
God created you to live forever, and you will only be satisfied in Him.
他说，神创造我们是要我们永久的活着。
He wants to give a greater purpose to your life than anything this world has to offer.
只有在神那边才能够得到满足。 他要给我们一个新的一个目标，人生一个新的目标和意义。
To the one who conquers, Jesus said, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
在启示录上说，耶稣说的，那得胜的，我将要准许他吃神乐园中的生命树的果子。
Brothers and sisters, this is good news. We want to proclaim it.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个新的好消息，我们要宣告。
We have colleagues, we have neighbors who are caught up in the rat race, and we want to grab them and tell them.
我们的邻居，我们的同事，可能现在也正在那个像老鼠赛跑一样的那个挣扎中，我们要抓住他，要去找他。
Your Creator is pursuing you, and He wants to know you, and He wants to make all things new.
我们的创造者想要寻找你，他要知道，他要想认识你。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
就像圣经上说的，道成肉身居住在我们中间，我们看到了他的荣耀，正是从父而来独生子的荣耀，充满了恩典和真理。
Let us not grow tired of proclaiming this good news.
我们希望不要我们不会因为。 在宣告这些新的好消息的时候，会有任何的疲倦。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me pray for us. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us new hearts.
我们一起来祷告，谢谢主，谢谢我们的神，给我们一个新的内心。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the cross.
主耶稣，我们也谢谢你在十字架上为我们而死。
We thank you that you don't just Forgive us and save us. You call us to follow after you, to suffer with you.
我们感谢你，不是不光是因为你为我们而死，而你要我们跟随你，追寻你。
Lord, we want to proclaim this good news.
而且我们要大声地宣告这个好消息。
Be glorified in your church.
在这个教会里。 因你的名被荣耀。
We pray in your name.
我们因你的名而祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and sing.